Hello everyone, this is a response video to a car trick posted by MissMag822. This is my second response video this week, and then we'll do something different next week. So for this you'll need a pack of cards, and you'll need 5 key cards, which I'm going to use the 2, 4, 6, 8 and 10 of hearts. You put these on top, and then you'll deal out 5 piles of 5. So you can just do this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you do it again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, oop, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's do this one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you deal out 5 piles of 5. You ask your first volunteer to pick up the first pile, this one over here. And he picks it up, and he's allowed to pick one of these cards as his chosen card. Let's say he picks the 4 of clubs there, and he's allowed to shuffle this pile up as well. So he puts it back. Your second volunteer can do this again with the second pile, and he'll pick a card and he can shuffle it up, and you know, you can have up to 5 volunteers doing this. You then collect these piles together, but you can do that in any order. So maybe I'll do this one first, and then this one, and then this one, and then this one, and then finally the top left pile up there. So we collect the cards together. We then do this again, we'll deal out 5 piles of 5, one layer at a time. So we do 5 cards at a time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But we can do this in any order we want. We can go like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we could do it this way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And finally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we can do it any way we want. It doesn't matter as long as we're doing one layer at a time. We collect these piles up again in any order. You can collect them in any order. So let's do this top left, and then top right, and finally here bottom left. At this point you can even give the pile a cut like that, and then finally you'll deal off 5 cards off the top. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put that down there. And then do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put that down there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put that in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put that up there. And finally, the last cards here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put that up there. And then you ask your volunteer which pile contains his chosen card. So your volunteer would say, if we're looking for the 4 clubs, he would say this pile here in the middle. Now you know that your volunteer's key card was the 2 of hearts in that original pile, which is over here. And notice the 2 of hearts is 3rd from the top, which means that his chosen card in this pile, which he indicated, is also going to be 3rd from the top. It is going to be the 4 of clubs. And you can do that for each volunteer. If your volunteer happened to pick the key card itself, let's say he picked the 4 of hearts, the second key card, he would indicate this pile, and you'd know that his key card is the 4 of hearts. That would mean that the pile he indicates, it's the key card itself, it's the 4 of hearts. So you can do that as well. Now, how does this work? I'm going to give you a chance to think of it, and then I'll have a flash fade. Let's do that. So there you go, I hope you enjoyed that flash fade. So I think this is a rather good trick, but how does it work? This is how we started off. We started off with 5 piles of 5, which I've got here, a pink pile, a white pile, a green pile, a yellow pile, and a sort of bluish pile there. And the first pile here was this pink pile. Now it doesn't matter which of these cards is the key card and which is the chosen card, it only matters that they start in the same pile, the pink pile. And then what did we do? We collected the piles up. So let's do that, and you could do this in any order, but let's just collect them like this. And then you deal out the cards again in 5 piles of 5, but you do it one layer at a time. So let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, finally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now the important thing to notice is the chosen card and the first key card are all in the same layer. There's a pink layer there, 3rd from the top. They're all in the same layer. So let's collect the cards up again. So this is what we did. We collected the cards up again. You could do it in any order that you wanted. So let's do this, and let's finally do this center pile. And you'll notice, if you look, that the pink cards are 5 cards apart from each other. It's the same for the green cards. They're 5 cards apart from each other. The yellow cards are 5 cards apart from each other. At this point, we were allowed to give them a cut. And if we do that, that doesn't change the fact that the pink cards are still 5 cards away from each other. And then we counted off the 5 cards at a time off the top of the pile. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, let's try and get that right. Finally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's do a couple more. 5 up here, and let's do 5 in the center. Notice again your pink cards, so your first volunteer's chosen card and key card are still in the same layer. It's changed, it doesn't matter though. They're now, the pink layer is now the second from the top. So when your volunteer indicates which pile contains his chosen card, you know that his key card and his chosen card are in the same layer. And that's how the trick works. I think it's rather good, and as usual, if you have been, thanks for watching.